Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettea along with Charlie Long in studio. And on our Oakwood Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is Tulane Tuesday and is brought to you by Bayou Black Electric, your electrical connection in the heart of South Louisiana. Learn more at BayouBlackElectric.com. The head football coach of the Tulane Green Wave, John Summerall. John, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon, coach. And man, we doing LSU coverage, okay? I'm going to be honest. Saturday afternoon, Herb Tyler and I in Baton Rouge, and we watching the game at the end. And I'm like, oh, goodness. You know what it reminded me of? An interview I saw with Tom Landry years ago that they had done with him. And, man, Tom was one of the all-time great NFL coaches. And somebody brought up to him, what's the one thing you and an official? And he said, I didn't really have a lot of talk with officials when I was coaching. I was always sort of concentrating on what the next deal was. And he said, one time I complained to one of them about a call. And he said, coach, if you coach long enough, the calls equal out. And Coach Landry was, yeah, but look how long I had to coach fit to equal out. You know, they don't tell you you can get fired in between that time of you wanting to get it equal out. But it is part of the game. And, man, it's sometimes it's the mental thing of getting over that and turning the page because you can't do anything about it now.
That's right. We had plenty of opportunities to change the outcome of the game last Saturday, regardless of the officiating. And was there a couple things that went on that I didn't agree with? Yeah, but that doesn't matter. And we had plenty of ways we could have won a game without having to even worry about that. And our guys recognized that. We showed them clips yesterday of really some missed opportunities we had that we could have played a whole lot better football. And having said that, even though we can still improve a ton, we're right in the middle of a game with an opportunity to win against a top 25 team. So there's some positives, there's some negatives. It's not okay to lose. Like I told our guys, anybody that tells you it's okay to lose, they're a loser. All right, you get away from them. Yeah. And so, like, I'm not happy with – there are no moral victories in our program. But we got to bounce back. And the message with our guys has been keep showing up. Like, something if we had won the game – it wouldn't define our season. We lost the game. It's not going to define our season. We have to respond, and our response will say more about us than anything.
Again, I'm so impressed, and I told you this last week, and I'll say it again, Darian Mensah. I mean, for a guy that had never taken a snap in a college game, just how poised he is. And, okay, there are going to be mistakes made. You got veteran guys that make mistakes. Look at this young man as a redshirt freshman and how poised he is out on the field. Coach, you got yourself something really special in this young man, and he seems to be so well-grounded in life. And I think that's the most impressive thing about him.
He's a fantastic guy. He grew up in California. He's got a really hard-working mom. I think he's got a great appreciation for everything that he has, and he's a really hardworking kid. He's put a lot into his craft. And, I think I was probably more nervous about him starting than he was the last couple games. You know, I mean, I think he is, as the head coach, you're like, all right, I'm rolling out a kid who's never played a college game to start and lead a big league ball club. And he's handled it so well. He's a great teammate. He encourages other guys around him. He loves to see other people's success, and on top of it, he's a really damn good football player. You know,
you're right.
And you throw for you play in a team that's a top 25 team in your second career starting, you throw for 342 yards. That's pretty impressive stuff, and I'm excited about his future. He's a really talented kid, and he's got great pocket awareness, and he's just always comfortable and calm, and makes a lot of good decisions. There's a couple plays he'd like to have back from last week. And I think he'll learn from those situations and get better from them.
I had a former NFL quarterback coach live next to me. He just passed away 2 years ago. But he was like, Mike, those great quarterbacks make me look a lot smarter.
There ain't no doubt.
That's where you build around, that and offensive defensive line.
Yeah, no doubt. You got a guy that back there, a quarterback that knows how to play the game and understands how to lead. Man, you got a shot, and we're very fortunate right now to have Darian leading our charge.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coach, I go back to this. Herb Tyler and I were talking about this Saturday, almost like what you said to us last Tuesday, in the fact that Kansas State plays a certain brand of football. I mean, it's not flashy. They want to run it at you. They play power football. And if you make a mistake, they make you pay the price, okay? And every once in a while, they'll throw one up there for a big play. But there's a certain way they play. They're exactly what you described last Tuesday, that they're going to hang in there. They're not going to beat themselves, and they're looking for a mistake you make and can turn that into points.
That's it. That's exactly what their identity has been. And Chris Klieman, their head coach, I got a lot of respect for. He's been great to me. I've gotten to know him the last couple of years. And his teams always play physical. They're always tough. They always run the football well. They always stop the run, you know. And they've had a lot of success. And they are very, very accustomed to winning close games. And they like to just kind of battle you down and wear you down in the fourth quarter and wait for you to do something that screws the game up a lot of the time. And unfortunately, we had a couple of mistakes that it cost us. And like I said, I think we'll learn from it. But I got a lot of respect for that team we just played, and I think they're really well coached, and they got good kids who play the game incredibly hard.
Coach, I know you said no moral victories, and I can understand that absolutely 100%, but Mekhi Hughes had a great performance against K-State, and you talked about that great run defense that the Wildcats kind of feature. Talk a little bit about the rushing attack from Tulane and that performance and why it kind of has you optimistic for the rest of the season.
Coach, you had him on their heels for a little while, though.
Mekhi had a great game.
Yeah, you had him on their heels.
It wasn't just rushing. It was also in the passing game as well. He was used very efficiently, and he had a great performance against a really good run D.
Yeah, you know, playing a run defense like that, you have to live with some 1 yard, 2 yard, 3 yard gains, and all of a sudden you pop up a 30 yard run or whatever it may be. And really, he had one in the fourth quarter before when the game's tied 27-27. That if we make a couple blocks in the perimeter, it's probably going to be a touchdown before we have the turnover. And so, Mekhi played really good. He's very consistent, very steady in his preparation. It was great to see him catch the ball in the backfield. One of the plays he had, his longest pass catch of the game, was really just sort of a check down where Mincy extended the play, stepped up, and Mekhi was left uncovered. He dumped it to him, and Mekhi took off down the visiting sideline. And you know, guys that work really hard, it's amazing how they play really well usually. And Mekhi is one of those guys that, man, he just shows up and works incredibly hard every day. And he's so consistent, so steady, that you know, good things happen to him because he prepares properly. And so had a big day Saturday. It was nice to see him kind of bust open a couple runs. And he's the kind of runner. I think he got 21 carries last week. That's where he really starts to hit his stride. Is the more carries he gets, the better.
Coach, you got to flip the script. Nobody's going to bring you the mop. I mean, you got to turn the page. And now you play a totally different opponent in Oklahoma. Their strength has certainly been to throw the football. We all know with Lincoln Riley, but even Coach Venables, who's a defensive-minded coach, but that's their bread and butter too. That hasn't really changed. They know how to recruit quarterbacks and the pitch and catch game. There are a lot of them out there. Strength and weaknesses of Oklahoma as you play them this coming Saturday, because that team's going to wing it. Because they use a lot of times the short pass, almost like an extended handoff, to be honest with you. But you know, they spread the field out. They want to hit a small catch and turn it into a big play.
Yeah, they're explosive offensively. They got great receivers, a really big athletic offensive line, a quarterback. He's a young player, but he's a very highly recruited kid, a talented kid. He got good backs. They scored 51 points in their opening game. Didn't score as many last week, kind of stalled out on some drives, but they've got explosiveness offensively. And then you look at defensively, they've given up 15 points so far in two games against two FBS opponents. So they're really stingy defensively. The strength of their defense is their interior D-line and their linebackers. And they're a quality team. You turn the tape on, you know, probably a little more multiple than what we saw with Kansas State defensively, and probably a little bit faster pace of play and wanting to throw the ball a little bit more than Kansas State. Maybe they'll still run it, but they like throwing it a little bit more. And they got playmakers everywhere. They got good football players, and you know, they're one of the winningest programs in the history of college football. That didn't happen by having average players. They got great players, and so it's going to be a tremendous challenge. It's a tremendous opportunity, you know, and it's our first road test. And you talk a lot about our quarterback being young and all that. He's played two home games, and now he's going to go on the road and deal with a hostile environment. So, welcome to your first road game. Go to Oklahoma.
Yeah, you click the heels. You're not in Kansas anymore. But I think one of the things when you play a team like that, you got to tackle well. Man, because you don't want to give up the big play. Okay, you give up that small stuff, but you don't want to turn a 4-yard play into a 44-yard play.
Technically sound, Coach.
No, you're exactly right. You got to tackle the ball carrier, and we got to leverage the ball, and we got to gang tackle the ball carrier, because they may make one guy miss, but you got to show up and gang tackle.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us. I know it's a hectic day for you, and we appreciate it. Best of luck to you as you go up against the Oklahoma Sooners.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you. Roll wave.
All righty. Thank you, Coach. That was Tulane head football coach John Sumrall. Tulane Choose Z was brought to you by Bayou Black Electric, your electrical connection in the heart of South Louisiana. Learn more at BayouBlackElectric.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.